Energy companies around the nation are switching from coal to natural gas-fired plants. It's cheaper and burns cleaner than coal, and the industry says it's the future of energy. But not everyone thinks the outlook is so rosy. Jason DeBruin has more.
In Hamlet, near the South Carolina state line, Duke Energy operates a massive plant. Actually, calling it massive almost doesn't do it justice. First, it sits on nearly 600 acres. The cooling towers put off so much water vapor, they look almost like clouds. From the top of the main generator, Ford F-150s look like Tonka toys. Tom Haynes is the general manager who oversees the plant. He put the scope of operations into perspective.
So we're running this whole facility at one time. It's anywhere from 2,000 to 2,200 megawatts an hour, basically. And, you know, 1 megawatt basically is about 800 to 1,000 homes, so.
That comes out to 2 million homes. And producing enough energy to power all those refrigerators, washing machines, and televisions is a daunting task. To that end, Duke will lean more heavily on its natural gas plants. Gas is cheaper than nuclear and burns cleaner than coal.
You know, there is hardly no emissions that comes out of one of these gas turbines. It's like 99% reduction in SO2 and NOx and things of that nature. So.
But there are other problems. It burns cleaner, yes, but methane escapes from natural gas while it's coursing through pipelines, and methane is a big contributor to global warming. Furthermore, some geologists say shale deposits are significantly overestimated. If that's true, then Duke Energy and others will waste millions investing in these natural gas plants. And when the bill comes due, ratepayers will feel the burn. The federal government estimates shale deposits through the Energy Information Administration, or EIA. Its estimates show enough natural gas available into the foreseeable future. But there's a small group of geologists who say the estimates are bloated.
You know, the EIA, to put it politely, is very optimistic in terms of future gas production.
David Hughes is an earth scientist with the Post-Carbon Institute who has studied energy resources for decades. His work has been featured in the peer-reviewed journal Nature and elsewhere.
Industry and public utilities look at those forecasts and you know, basically think, price of gas is going to be cheap forever, and therefore, you know, invest in gas-fired infrastructure. But for my work on the geology, that doesn't make sense, you know, in the long run.
In part, that's because the best wells are running dry. Natural gas is easier to get out of some rock formations than others. Production from these sweet spot wells is drying up. Hughes and others say new wells won't bring the same return on investment. Energy executives favor the EIA estimates. Frank Yoho heads Duke Energy's natural gas operations. He has nothing but confidence in future production.
We've had about 10 years of being surprised on the high side. Do things change? Are they exact? No, and things do change. But I am confident that they are good enough that we're going to have plenty of gas to meet the design of the future power generation needs.
But critics like Hughes want to raise the point. What if the projections are wrong? Duke says natural gas will account for one-third of all energy production by 2026. That's a lot, particularly as coal plants are shuttered and nuclear plants still pose safety threats.
Well, I just think, you know, it's basically putting a lot of eggs into one basket. You know, the losers down the road are the general public, you know, people that demand a sustainable supply of energy.
Now, even if natural gas runs dry, Duke Energy has other ways to produce electricity. But with so much supply coming from natural gas, a shortage would cause outages and increase prices in the long term. Jason DeBruin, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.